If you're a spiritual entrepreneur, this one is for you. When you can let yourself trust something other than the numbers, other than the metrics, other than the quote unquote proof that it's working, the validation from things like likes or followers or even the number of buyers, when you can trust something other than the numbers, and I mean fully trust it, not just kind of trust it. Meanwhile, you're constantly looking at your email and Instagram metrics and freaking out. When you can really unhook your soul work from the metrics, when you don't start second guessing your offerings and your medicine because the likes and the comments and the validation isn't there the way you wanted them to be, when you know the really deep value and power of your medicine, even when the signups and the purchases aren't coming the way you'd hope they would. When you are sure, when you are certain of your magic and your medicine, no matter what's being shown to you, no matter what's being reflected back to you, even when it seems like it's not working, that's when, and I know this seems counterintuitive, but that's when your business begins to create success on your behalf. That's when it becomes a force of creation itself, and not just you trying to make things happen all the time and trying to figure out how to beat the algorithm and get people to buy. I've seen this exact energetic kick into gear for women who've been slogging, trying to build their businesses, trying to get them off the ground, trying to see any kind of return for all the freaking hard work and the effort that they've been putting in, sometimes for years. I've seen this energetic kick into gear, and it's exactly then that they start messaging me and squealing in my DMs and going like, oh my God, Heather, I have no idea how this is happening, but it's happening. What is happening? But even if you are kind of unsure about all the energetics of that, I want you to look at it this way. When this is true for you, when you stop hooking into the metrics, into the numbers, when you stop hyper-focusing on how it's going, and you trust something other than the math, other than the external validation, that's when you are unstoppable. That's when you are unwavering. That's when even the wobbles and the swampy moments can't drag you out of your mission and into thinking like, well, maybe this just isn't going to work for me. Maybe this isn't going to happen for me. Maybe I'm just plateauing and that's all there's going to be. Maybe that was a fluke, that one successful month that I have. Maybe that was a fluke and that's it for me. Because that's when the external loses its ability to determine how you get to feel in your business, in your soul work, in how you show up for it, in how you think about it, in how you create everything you create, in why you create everything you create, and in how inspired and alive you get to feel in your business. And we know, all of us knows, every single one of us knows, how much that determines how inspired and alive your audience feels when they're seeing you show up, when they're feeling into what you're offering, right? When this is true for you, and you have a real visceral felt knowing of what it is to trust something beyond what your eyes are capable of seeing, and you have that invisible reason, if you will, for doing your soul work that's bigger than those numbers, then that's bigger than those numbers could ever be. That's when you become the vessel for sacred success to happen through you and for you and for something bigger than you in ways you literally cannot make happen yourself. And it's when you get to rub your eyes in surprise and delight as it all starts to unfold on your behalf. Because the entire system of your business, the entire system of your soul work is now being sustained and fueled by something other than external validation and math. In other words, this is when the miracles happen in your business. And when the growth becomes that magical kind of growth that you've been wishing for.